Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
that God is doing a mighty work, and it's time for us to get in position. Praise the Lamb of God to get postured. Praise the Lord to get on our post and recognize that the power of God is about to hit us afresh again. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not by accident that God has downloaded in my spirit to bring about this 50 days of prayer. Hallelujah, from resurrection to Pentecost. It's not, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, by chance that this is being orchestrated, hallelujah, in this season, and then for God to release the word like he did on last night. People of God, let me tell you something. That I posted came right out of the river of my spirit, out of the bubbling up, praise the Lamb of God, of the river of my spirit. It was not premeditated. Praise the Lamb of God. I had no opportunity to rehearse what I was going to type. It came straight out of my spirit to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I praise God, hallelujah, that in this season, in this time, that I am positioned in a place, hallelujah, that God speaks to me the way he does and that he's using me, praise the Lamb of God, for a time such as this. I believe it's an hour that God wants to use you, hallelujah, you and even you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But we must come into the place, the position, and the posture that God desires us to be in. We must get on our post and know that we are, praise the Lamb of God, the people of God. Know without a shadow of a doubt, praise the Lamb, that we are, hallelujah, the elect, the called out, the ecclesia. We must know it, people of God. We can't think this. Hallelujah. We must know it. And then in our knowing, we must walk, praise the Lamb of God, worthy of the vocation in which we're called. We must walk worthy, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As dear children of God, according to the Apostle Paul. Not children of darkness, not being ignorant, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, but having the knowledge of God, praise the Lamb of God, and having the Spirit of Jesus Christ, we must walk, praise the Lamb of God, as children of light, walking in obedience to the Word of God, hallelujah. I saw on my bishop's post this morning, on Bishop Morton's post, praise the Lamb of God, Paul S. Morton posted that walking in obedience to God's word, praise the Lamb of God, will bring success. This is what God gave to Joshua when the children of Israel was about to go into the promised land. When they was about to receive the promise, he told him, if you meditate, praise the Lamb of God, on these commandments, if you meditate on my statutes and my precepts, praise the Lamb of God, and follow them and do according to my commandments, then, praise the Lamb of God, shall you prosper, and you shall have good success. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I thank God for each of you today. I thank you that you're calling in, chiming in on this day that is set aside for prayer. Praise the Lamb of God and intercession. This day is set aside for prayer, hallelujah, and intercession. We are going to create again, praise the Lamb of God, the perfect storm of prayer, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Woo! And then we're going to let God do what God always does, and that is hijack this show for his purposes and for his glory. In the name of Yeshua, praise the Lamb of God. I am excited about what God is doing in this time and in this season, people of God. Even in my life, praise the Lamb of God, in my children's life. Angel talked to me this morning and said, Dad, Joseph got a brand new truck. I said, what? She said, and it happened in a way, praise the Lamb of God. He didn't even have to use his trade-in, so he gave the other car to his mother. Praise the Lamb of God. He didn't even have to trade it in. He gave the car to his mother. Gave a car away. Went to bed one night desiring a car, got up the next morning, bought a car, and then sold a car into his mother's life. People of God, God is moving. He's doing some tremendous things. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's ready to do it in our lives. He's ready to do it for us if we only position ourselves, hallelujah, to receive what God has for us. OMG. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank God for his love today. I thank God, praise the Lamb of God, that I am consumed, hallelujah, in God's spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless you all today. Hallelujah. We'll be right back. Listen to this, and we're coming right back. Oh, my God, that's angel you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Reveal your power and your might, Lord. Show your glory. Consume us, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. That's angel, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of you all didn't even know she recorded that some time ago. Praise the Lamb with the Full Gospel Baptist Church Choir here in the state of Michigan. What an awesome time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, people, that we're going to have today as we embrace, praise the Lamb of God, intercessory prayer today. We have our sons and daughters here today, praise the Lamb of God, who is going to come forth and pray for us and with us on various topics and assignments, praise the Lamb of God. And you want me to tell you something? I thank God for people of prayer. I thank God for people who can pray. Erico 985, your mic is hot. Erico 985. Erico 985. Hello?
Prophet.
Yes.
I didn't press that button. God must have done that.
Well, it's pressed. Praise the Lamb. He must have been telling you to sow that seed today.
He must have. Well, yes, indeed. I'm called to pray.
Hallelujah. Who is this?
Margie.
Oh, Margie. Praise the Lamb of God. Margie, you going to pray for us today? Praise the Lamb. You sure can be the first one to lead us to the throne of grace today. If that's all right with you.
Oh, that's all right with me. That's all right with me. Now my heart's beating 1,000 miles a minute, but God only knows what he's doing.
Hallelujah, God, the Lord has set you up to be the blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Margie is here, praise the Lamb of God, from the Baton Rouge area, and we thank God for her, praise the Lamb of God, being here today. People of God, we're praying for all of you all over the land, praise the Lamb of God. Sickness, hallelujah, disease, God is able. Lisa, we're praying for you today, praise the Lamb of God. Our daughter, one of our administrators who is suffering from that virus, praise the Lamb, that hit her heart yesterday. We're praying for Lisa, praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for those who are just stressed to the max, hallelujah, and just need the Lord to just move in a special way for you. We're praying for, praise the Lamb of God, those in convalescent homes, prisons, emergency wards, praise the Lamb of God, in hospital rooms. We're praying for you today, praise God, that God would look, touch, heal, comfort, and deliver those who are bereaved today. Praise God. Hallelujah. So many catastrophic events, so many deaths that's occurring that's nonsensical in our streets, in our schools. Praise the Lamb of God. In various places, we're praying for you today. Margie is coming now to lead us in prayer, and we thank and praise God for her now. Hallelujah. Come on, Margie. Pray for us now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, I come before you now, praying and asking in the mighty name of Jesus that you find us repentant for everything that we have allowed to enter into our lives that will cause us to not be in the right realm with you. I seek the healing power of the blood of Jesus, cleansing us from all of our sins, so that as we begin to seek and petition you, we have a clear passage. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray now by the blood of Jesus, you're able to receive the prayers that are going forward. Father, we're lifting up the sick, those that are infirmed, those that need a healing. Heavenly Father, we begin to put them before you and say, every disease that has attacked the body, though it's not of you, you said you would heal it. We're coming now as prayer warriors to say, Lord God, heal sickness and disease and all manner of infirmities and the very death that we find our sisters and brothers at in the physical body. Arrest it in the mighty name of Jesus and let an anointing fall on them in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, in their homes, in their bed of affliction. Father God, send forth your healing angels and allow them to be in the room so that the death angel has to leave out, oh God. And we are praying and lifting up the nursing homes. We're lifting up all of these places where the enemy has attacked the body of your children. Father God, we're saying healing for the body, but I'm going further than healing for the body. I'm going for healing in the spirit. Father, let their spirit man begin to become bold enough to pray and to seek you for themselves. When they open their mouths, the word of their testimony, that they can claim a healing. Though it may look like they don't deserve it because that's what Satan is telling them, they have to know you. They have to trust you. We're standing in the gap and we're saying, build up their faith, Lord God. Build up their strength to cry out Jesus. Right now, they're like the thief on the cross that says, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, I know this man did do no wrong. And Jesus said, this day will you be with me. So, Father, when they call out Jesus' name for the healing and ask, Lord, help, that help comes instantly. Oh, Heavenly Father, just like you sent help in the jails, you released them in the jails. Just like Jesus spoke and the centurion's servant was healed, we send now as prayer warriors standing in agreement together.
Yes, Lord.
To send in healing. And we can do that because we know you and we trust you. For Jesus said he bore sickness and disease on the stripes of his back. And Father God, we're trusting that you're healing right now, that there's a healing balm going forth across the land. And everywhere there is sickness and a believer says Jesus, it begins now in their bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus, and their faith is increased. Doctors begin to believe because when they thought the person was going out and they raise up on their sick bed, yes, we have the power by the word of the Lord. And you said we can call it out and we can cause them to rise up from their sick bed. We're sending forth the healing. We're sending forth the healing and that Jesus said by his blood he will give. We trust you, Lord. And Father, there are those that are stressed out. Stressed out because they're trying to do your work. We pray now and ask for forgiveness. Let us not get in your way. Let us pray and step out of the way. Let us pray and bow down on our knees and let you move over us to the thing we're praying about. We should not be stressed. Children of God should not be stressed about a job. They should not be stressed about the things that you said you have control of. Satan promises, he made promises to Jesus, but Jesus said, get behind me. I pray now for the boldness of your children to look at the things that Satan promises that are temporary and say, get thee behind me, because my Father has made promises to me, and I'm going to hold on to them, and I'm going to wait until he delivers it, because it'll be mine to keep. I don't have to lose it. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray now that their blood pressure come down, that their stress levels come down because they're beginning to trust you. You said, trust me.
Yes, God.
And I will show you great and mighty things. Call on my name. When we call on your name, Father, you said, trust me. And if you trust me, don't take it back. We're casting our cares on you. There will be no stress. We will have the peace of God going through this body of Christ. We're having the peace of God. That is what we desire, your peace, that no one can take away from us. They may take things from us. They may take positions from us. They may take promises that they made in the flesh, in the carnal man. But you said no one can take the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And, oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that as they release stress, they will not try to make things happen, but they will trust you. They will allow you to make it happen for them. And I pray for leaders. God, lift up the leaders, Lord God. They're more stressed than the congregation. Oh, Heavenly Father, pour into them a fresh anointing so that they will walk before their congregation with strength and with power, trusting in the word of God, and it will ignite. It will ignite the believers to begin to cry out, Father, I trust you. Lord God, I'm not going to turn away from you. Lord God, give me the strength like Jesus had to say, get behind me, Satan. Give me the power to be like Job in the middle of all of my infirmities, in the middle of losing everything. He said, I will not curse God and die. That is what the believers have to do. Oh, Heavenly Father, we're praying now, and we're lifting up the bereaved families all over. These sudden deaths that are happening, these sudden accidents that are taking people out of this earthly world. But those connected to you are instantly with you, and that should give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, Father, we're praying for the bereaved. Let grief not overtake them, grace. Should it at all, little seed. grace, shut up and all. Let them have peace, understanding that you are a sovereign God. You are a sovereign God. And Jesus promised that if we're absent from the body, we would be present with the Lord, because there's a place that has been prepared for the saints of God. We don't want to see anyone go home, but you welcome them with open arms. And you promise us that when it's our turn, and only you can determine when and how we will leave this earth. But always be assured that we will be with you. And that should give our relatives and our loved ones and our friends comfort in John 14:1. Oh God, I pray that now that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter that Jesus promised, will be able to touch the bereaved families and strengthen them where they are. And oh yes, I understand the pain of losing loved ones. For when I had to let my mother go, when I had to let my father go, you spoke clearly to me and don't cry, because you have to strengthen the others. You gave me private time of crying, but you said, I kept my promise to them. So that's why I can speak about a promise from God for being in heaven. They wanted to be with him. I had to let go. So I'm saying, Father God, let them understand that leaving this earth is not the end of them. It's their very beginning. It is their promise to have life eternal with you. And so now we are the ones stuck, staying in, striving to meet you. If we stay on course, oh, we can't forget our purpose. And our purpose is to tell the truth, to tell the truth in knowing that God is sovereign. And that's what I share, and that's what we pray for bereaved families all over. Let them understand when they hear the word of God spoken at the services, when they open their Bible and the Holy Ghost speaks to them about the sovereignty of God. They can say, Father, I'm hurting, but I thank you. Father, I'm grieving, but not unto death. I'm not grieving unto sin. I just missed them, but I thank God they're with you. So, Father God, that's what I pray. And, Father God, as we lift up children, schools, the school system, the educational system as a whole, Father, you said that there's bullying going on at all levels, that there's mistreatment of children, your generation, that we should be encouraging, your generation, that we should be teaching about you. We're leaving them to wonder if there's really a God because of the things that we are allowing to happen in the school systems. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray now a blanket prayer over school systems all over, from the preschool to the universities. There's a perverted spirit on those campuses, and there's a perverted spirit running loose in some of the administrators and the teachers, and we're canceling Satan's purpose and plan to take our children out. He cannot have them. We're praying for parents to cover their children as they go to school. We're praying for parents to school their children at home, asking them, how was your day and what happened and are you hurting and are you upset about anything and what do I need to do for you? And let them cover the children when they leave. Oh, God, we have to cover the school systems in the mighty name of Jesus, for it is their educational birthing, and we have to teach them about Jesus in the home, because schools have cut it out and the children don't even know that there's a God. There's perversion on the campuses, even in the elementary grades. There's a perversion because children are mixed up, living in same-sex marriage homes. Same-sex marriage homes is confusing the children to see two mommies and two daddies in a home. They don't even know that God said it's against, because no one's teaching them this. So, Father God, forgive us for passing laws that allow this thing to be in the earth realm. We're praying, and as prayer warriors, Father, we're asking to give us cleanness in our systems. Let us begin to intercede for the perversion and the perverted teachers and the perverted family structures to be canceled before the eyes of our pure children. But I should have done a little heat seat. My Lord, that I should have today, today's children. We have a Sodom and Gomorrah opportunity in this land that you hated. And oh God, forgive us. Father, we're lifting up our president. and we're lifting up Congress, and we're lifting up House of Representatives, where all of these perverted laws are being enacted that you said no to. And forgive us for electing people in office that had a perverted mind in the beginning, and now that they're in, they're passing laws that were not on the books before. God forgive us. And
in the name of Jesus.
Hands, they don't want to change. You said you let them in, but you can remove them. Father God, we give you permission. We seek you to remove anyone that's going against you. Not in our time, but in yours. But, oh Lord God, we do not want perverted laws being passed. You said you're against it. Everything you're against, prayer warriors are against. Everything you're against, prayer warriors are against. Everything you're for, prayer warriors are for. We are going for the will of God in the land. Forgive America for siding with that which is ungodly. Take the blinders off the lawmakers, Lord God. And we say the blood of Jesus will forgive their sin. Change the laws, Lord God. You can do anything. It's supernatural. We're saying change their laws, change their minds. Do it as you will do, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over America. Lord God, to guard the president as he visits Israel. Guard his mouth and his mind. Let him seek you before he make a decision or a statement about your holy land. Oh, Lord God, let him not make the mistake that will cause him pain. Oh, Heavenly Father, and America pain. Oh, God, let him ask you what it is you would have him do as he represents America in the land of Israel. Oh, God, for the Bible said, Jerusalem is yours. The Jews belong to you. You will do what needs to be done to correct and to change their ways and to cause them to repent. But we are not to touch your holy land. Let not America be derelict and side with an evil king, an evil president, and go against your will. We pray for the peace that only you can give to Jerusalem. We pray for the prosperity that only you can give to them in your time for them. And this is not that time that I should have done a little seat, or Jesus is coming on that horse, that I should have done a little seat. And woe unto them that are not siding with you. Oh, Lord, my God, we pray for restoration of the saints of God. We pray for prayer warriors now. Father, we're lifting us up, and we're saying we plead in the blood of Jesus over our lives. We're asking you to dispatch angels to our homes and to cover our families as we bow down to praise and lift you up, because prayer warriors are being attacked because we're praying right. We're doing what you said, Lord, and Satan is angry, but we have the victory. We have the victory because we're staying on task. And we're staying on course. Father God, we thank you. God, I should have been a little see. We thank you that you have heard petitions in every area that the prophet said, because you have designed this time for us to eat the good of the land. But there's a sacrifice that must come before us. There is a sacrifice that we must do as prayer warriors. We must agree to begin that fast, that 50 days of walking and eating and discerning the word of God so that we know how to rightly walk, and we come out as flames of fire on Pentecost. We will light up our churches on Pentecost. Flaming fires will go across the land because intercessors have decided, I want to be that vehicle. I want to be that vessel that will walk and talk and speak like Jesus did and change and shift the atmosphere. That is the cry across the land, that all that are prayer warriors and intercessors and teachers and leaders will desire to be like Jesus and rise up and take control of the land in the mighty name of Jesus. They should have been over those feet. A little grace said it today. Let it see. Moro shoe. Allah, they name grace said it today. Hallelujah, grace, shut it in all of us. So pray through me, Holy Spirit, and seal every prayer request, and that I have not left anything undone. and everything that needs to be covered by intercessory prayer on this Friday and Friday night on the prayer line, PSM's prayer line. Let everything that you want governed be governed under that mantle, and we stand covered and protected in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Powerful praying, powerful prayers, availeth much the prayers of the righteous, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh my goodness, thank you, woman of God, Margie, for leading us to the throne of grace, praise the Lamb of God. Such heartfelt, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. What from the heart reaches the heart, praise the Lord. And I know some people would say that was a very lengthy prayer and inappropriate for the airways, but sometimes when somebody is really praying, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and you can detect it in the spirit, praise the Lamb of God, you need to let them talk to Jesus while they got Jesus on the line. and I felt the presence of the Lord. So I salute the woman of God today. Praise the Lamb of God for taking us there. Listen, people of God, I want to talk to you all today. We're going to have a conversation in the midst of prayer about the house of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This Sunday, we celebrate the triumphant entry, hallelujah, of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on the coat of an ass. Praise the Lamb of God, entering into the temple. After they threw these palm branches there, he went into the temple, overturned the money changers, praise the Lamb of God, whipped them out of the house of God, and said these words, praise the Lamb of God, my house shall be called the house of God for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves, praise the Lamb of God. Our topic today is going to be centered around what would God, Jesus, remove out of the house of God today if he rode up in there? What would he remove out of the house of God today? We're going to talk about that, praise the Lamb of God, in just a few minutes. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. I got a caller here. I believe this is my daughter. Shatwan, praise the Lamb. Is this you here? 630 area code.
This is me.
How you doing today, daughter?
I'm doing okay today, Prophet.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You called in to pray?
Well, actually, we're supposed to pray today.
Well, I know that. Then that's why you called in, right?
Well, actually, I did not press 1. I don't know what happened, but okay.
Everybody is saying they didn't press 1, but the lines lit up with 1 presence. I got every go 240 on here. I don't know what's going on. Praise the Lamb of God. Pressing 1. Hallelujah. But listen, I want to talk about this just a minute here,
okay,
and then we go into another area of prayer. Praise the Lamb. Prayer is so prevalent, praise the Lamb of God, and so needed in our society. And when we see this biblical text that's paralleled in several of the Gospels, we need to look at, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, what is hindering, hallelujah, the house of God to be the place of prayer for all nations, for all people, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and not just an elect or a select group of people who feel, praise the Lamb of God, they are the custodians of the house of God. And therefore, praise the Lamb of God, they deal with what comes in, who comes in, who comes out, this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God. And I think this is a worthy conversation, praise God, and just maybe it'll trickle down to the right people when it comes down to what we allow in the house of God, what should not be in the house of God. Praise the Lamb of God. If anyone would like to join this conversation, all you have to do is push 1. On your dial, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to be praying over some of these things and issues as, praise the Lamb of God, this day and our time here persists. Praise the Lamb of God. This is intercessory prayer day. We're going to be praying for the churches. We're going to be praying for the pastors. We're going to be praying for these types of things. Praise the Lamb of God. But we need to enter into a little dialogue today. Shatwan, praise the Lamb of God. What do you think, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, is one of the major hindrances from people of all nations? You know, I notice that, praise the Lamb of God, each ethnic basically have their own church, you know, as it relates to our worship times, our worship places, this, that, and another. Praise God. We have gotten into some multicultural churches, but it's not really as multicultural as it should be. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's very seldom that you see a host of Asians and a host of Latinos and a host of Indians and a host, I'm talking about, you know, in good numbers, praise the Lamb of God, mingled in to an African-American church, praise the Lamb of God, with an African-American pastor. That's a rarity. I have never seen it. Praise the Lamb of God. So I want to talk about this. What do you think sweetheart, is one of the hindrances in this going forth.
Ooh, that's a good question. I think that a lot of times we, as in our culture, we use our God and think that our God is greater than anybody else's God. And I think because we have that hindrance right there, we cannot bring other people in as just a body of Christ. And we all serve one Lord because we looking down at who they serve.
Well, I don't understand that. You know, there's only one God.
Exactly.
There's only one God,
but because they serve Buddha or whoever they serve, we think our God, we look at them like we're superior to their culture and how they serve God, you know, because they call it a different thing.
Well, their cultures though have a clause, praise the Lamb of God, in the majority of all of what we would label as cults and everything, not to come under our roofs. They won't come in our churches, just like the Jehovah's Witness will not come into our churches.
Exactly.
You know.
We go over there.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, they have the clause, so we're not the hindrance to them. They're the hindrance to themselves as it relates to them coming into our communities and our fellowships within itself. We don't mark that I know of, praise the Lamb of God, mark or should I say interview people that come in to our churches to find out, you know, what their religious beliefs is and this, that, and another. We basically, in our Pentecostal Protestant churches, we have a open door on whosoever will, let them come. And I believe that's basically across the board. However, there is a stigmatization that exists within, praise the Lamb of God, the framework of how we do ministry or how we present ourselves as people of God, that hallelujah, that other ethnics are not or don't feel, should I say, free enough, praise the Lamb of God, to come into our fellowships. It could be because our lack of marketing in that way, in this way, you know. It could be because of our genre of worship. It could be because of the fact that the majority of our churches are more freer in their style of worship than mainline, denominations. And when I say that, I'm saying such as our worships are not as structured. A lot of our churches don't have hymnals. A lot of our churches don't have liturgical order. When we say liturgical, most of us think of liturgical dancing, but the liturgical order deals with a prescribed type of order of service that comes forth that leads to the place of the Word of God. It rises from start to finish, from the prelude all the way up to the Word of God. And then to the reception of the unsaved and backsliders being reclaimed to the house of God, and this is done in a trajectory or a process that has been laid out across the board in most of your mainline churches. They have this strict structure that they go by that a lot of our churches might say quenches the spirit or suffocates our activity within the framework of the church. We have such a looseness in the majority of our churches about our worship and our worship style until it's so relaxed, until other denominations or not just denominations, but other ethnics will come in and see that we have no true reverence, even for the sanctuary. We have such a lackadaisical attitude about the house of God. When we enter into the house of God, there's no great reverencing of the sanctuary, neither of the things of the sanctuary. We will holler across the room at one another, speaking and talking and interacting, and a lot of churches don't permit this to happen within the framework of the worship center or the place of worship where the altar is and this, that, and another. You can't go in other churches and do that. You can't sit up and be on a cell phone and this, that, and another. So there's a lot of things. I wonder if Jesus came to our churches today, would he say, get rid of those cell phones that you all are texting and uploading and this, that, and enough, that on with them, you know, tweeting and Facebooking right in the midst of the worship service. Interacting with people as though church worship is a social hour. I wonder would Jesus have a problem with that? Praise the Lamb of God. I wonder if that's one of the things he would say, this is a no-no in my Father's house. When you come in the Father's house, your attention is to be placed upon the Father and nobody else. See, it's things like that that we need to look at as believers, because these are distractions, praise the Lamb of God, to the Spirit of God. These are distractions to, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, those that are in a place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that desire to come in, but they're spirituality is insulted when they see stuff like that. And we have such a, should I say, relaxed, praise the Lamb of God, type of atmosphere that is set up in the house of God, that it is, really, you know, not conducive to a lot of other ethnics way and style of worship. So something needs to take place there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Number two, what I see, and I know I might get some response now from somebody else, is our dress code. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah. You know, other ethnics may not dress up as you know, suits and shirts and ties and the formal type of dressing that many of our Church of God in Christ, full gospel churches do. But in their relaxed, casual wear, praise the Lamb of God, it still has a, should I say, modest approach. It still has a modest presentation to their dress. Our ethnic is so strong in fashion until we bring the fashion of the nightclub to the church.
Come on now.
And a lot of ethnics and what have you, this is not acceptable. We just don't do that in the house. We don't bring this to the house of God where, you know, all of this is shown up. They have a video that they've been, I just saw when I was on my way to Chicago, they pulled it up on YouTube, where there's a woman minister, supposedly, is teaching, and at the same time, all her cleavage is out, and, you know, her breast is exposed while she's teaching, and she's acting as though it's not even there. And she's constantly talking about sin and this, that, and another, and how the believer should live, but she's sitting there looking like Jezebel's daughter. Something has to hit us in the face to say one thing that we need to really recognize, and that is we are ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ. So if I am God's representative if I am Christ's representative, if I am his ambassador, then I need to reflect him and not myself. Because, hello, somebody. Ding, dong, ding. Let me do it officially here, because I really want somebody to hear this. Let's ring that bell.
Yes.
Really need, praise the Lamb of God, to recognize that we represent Christ and not ourselves. Yeah, if you know, to represent yourself, you know, you can come in your house coat if you want to then. You can come, you know, in your nightie. It doesn't matter because, you know, but when you come to the house of God, when you know that you are an ambassador and a representative of a higher agency, praise the Lamb of God, then there are some things you cannot wear. I had an office in the law office doing independent marketing there at Gittleman, Pascal, Tashman, and Walker for a number of years. And while I was in the office, there were secretaries who dressed so provocative until when I came in and I was bringing in pastors and what have you, I went in the primary attorney's office, principal attorney, and I closed the door and said, "We must talk." I said, "Your dress code has to change, Joe. I can't invite pastors and church people in here. Your secretaries look like hookers." I told him,
"Come on, man.
Your secretaries look like hookers, this is not going to work in the marketing scheme to bring and attract." I tell you this, in a matter of 5 years, a whole turnaround of secretaries and paralegals left that office and new ones come. Now there's a very modest dress that goes along in, or a professional dress to modest, in a dress code that he put out, right, because he saw what I was telling him, that this is not going to work if you're going to build a law firm. This right here is not going to work, because they're going to see you as a pimp, and they're going to see your law firm as nothing but a joke. And he changed everything. Everything has changed at that law firm. Praise the Lamb of God. We as believers must understand we are the penicillin for our society. We as believers must understand, praise the Lamb of God, that we are supposed to be transforming the world.
That's right.
And praise the Lamb of God, the kingdom of Christ, and not the world conforming us, praise the Lamb of God, to its ways. But we don't care, praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And this becomes a problem in the house of God. I have a caller, praise the Lamb of God. Error code 734.
Hi, Prophet. This is Raphael.
How you doing, Raphael?
Good. I'm listening to your show, and I'm listening to what you're saying. And I think that the problem is we take the scripture, come as you are, and we take
that. There's no scripture that says that. We made that scripture up. There is no scripture that says come as you are.
Well, we take that, the makeup scripture, and we use it in church and say come as you are. And we come as we are in our tight clothes, and we come as we are doing what we want to do, not realizing that, you know, when people say come as you are, you should come as you are in your affliction, come as you are in your disease, not come as you are in your tight clothes, because the church is not a hookup place. The church is not a place for you to find a date, but the church is for you to come and get hospitalized and come and get rejuvenated and come and get revived. And so, you know, a lot of times we come to church in our clothes, not realizing that we're coming, picking up people, but we're not never coming to receive anything from God. So that was my comment.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm glad you said what you said about come as you are. The Bible doesn't say that nowhere. When you look at the scriptures and the scriptures deals with the apparel of the believer, it says modest apparel.
Correct.
But it says that in the New Testament, that we should be dressed in modest apparel. That's what it says. Praise the Lamb of God. That we all of this fashion with names on the back of our, you know, behinds and all of that kind of stuff, coming in the house of God with stilettos on and these tight skirts and cleavage out and all of this and that, this is not God. Praise the Lamb of God. That's sensual. It's sensual. And it sends out a sensual spirit. And then when a man of God or a deacon or the musician fall weak to it, now he's a whoremonger.
Come on, man.
That's it.
But if you put bait in front of a lion, he going to eat it.
He going to take it.
Hello, light bulbs. Dang gong, the witch is dead. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we want hookers and all of this to come prancing up and down in front of men of God day in and day out, Sunday after Sunday, week after week, bending over in church, picking up purses and doing all that they doing, showing their cleavage and all of that, and up in his face cheesing without any mercy or anything given to the pastor or the men of God that's in the church trying to be what God would have them to be. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of this stuff would not be going on, praise the Lamb of God, if bait wasn't hanging out there. Hello, light bulbs.
Hello.
And we need to recognize, and I believe if Jesus came into the church, praise the Lamb of God, he would have some cords in his hand to whoop some of this mess straight out the door.
You tear that church up?
Straight out the door. Because you knew better when you put it on.
You right, Papa.
Amen.
Anything you had to keep pulling down all day, you knew it was too tight when you put it on.
Well,
come on, talk to me here.
All right, Prophet.
So we need to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that is some stuff, praise the Lamb of God, that would irritate Jesus. So if it irritates Jesus, and this is why I'm going with this, it's irritating the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. It's an irritant to the Holy Spirit, and it quenches the Spirit of God. It causes a grief in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. When he's trying to move on a level of holiness, and men and women are struggling in their flesh, they can't even get in the Spirit.
Right.
Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb. It's difficult to get in the Spirit when you're wrestling with your flesh.
Amen.
Jezebel's son or daughter then walked up in the church.
Shut up. You know, Prophet, this is Sandra. You know, you're right on with what you're saying, because the Holy Spirit had revealed to me a couple of years ago that we have reduced God down to ourselves. We don't see him as a king anymore. And he said, when you come before a king, you don't come dressed any kind of way. When you look at it in the natural realm, if we were to go before the president, you couldn't get past the gate with jeans and T-shirts and flip-flops. There is a certain way that you have to dress where people will recognize you as not being a threat. And this is what God is saying. When you come before a king, you come before him dressed in kingly attire if you want to be recognized by the Spirit.
Man, you know, I just think, praise the Lamb of God, when the saints come to worship, praise the Lamb of God, number one, your undergarments should not be stained. That's number one.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Number two, You should have bathed. Hello? Praise the
Lord.
Your body should have been baptized in some water with some soap suds. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you come to the house of God, hallelujah, your presentation should be as such that you're coming before a holy God.
Amen.
As best you can. And I know I hear some of y'all, God looks at the heart. God don't look at the outer appearance. But God ain't the only one looking at you.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Don't like bubs. God is not the only one looking at you. Now you hollering, you don't care. I know you don't, because you're a hooker. You're a little hooker.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ring the bell.
That's why you don't care. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't care because you don't want no discipline, you don't want no regulations, and you don't want no structure in your whole life. And if you go home and look in your closet and around your bed, you'll see your shoes and clothes laid everywhere because you have no structure.
Amen.
You have no discipline. But God is a God of order. God is a God of disciplines. Okay, y'all ain't going to like me. I know I'm going to lose some folk now. They're dropping off now. I see them. Praise the Lord. They don't want to hear this. Hallelujah.
Well, you preach it anyway. Talk about it.
Because the truth hurts. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I bet you I ain't going to hell for not telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We need to wake up and smell the coffee. My house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to style the house of God in a way to make it so, praise the Lamb of God, it would attract what we want it to attract. When God is looking for sinners to come to repent, how are you going to bring a hooker in a hooker house and tell a hooker to repent if the people in the house are hookers?
Amen.
Okay, y'all didn't like that. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all didn't like that. Hallelujah. How in the world, praise the Lamb of God, the blind going to lead the blind? It's the same old, praise the Lamb of God, and it's been that way for years. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's some stuff that I believe that if Jesus came into the house of God, he'll whoop straight out of there. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of the stuff that you all think he would be really troubled by, he would say, no, leave that there and let them pray their way through. Praise the Lamb of God. Let them pray their way through. Hallelujah. They need to pray their way through. That's the only way they're going to get rid of that. But this right here, this should have never came in the door. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you're having a fashion fair on Sunday morning, know something wrong. When you going through this, that, and another, and this don't look right, and this ain't, oh, no, this ain't the way, something is wrong with that picture. When you're preparing to go to the house of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you want me to tell you something now? A lot of people ain't going to like me when I say this, but I'm going to tell you. Praise them. This is the same reason why a lot of our young women are not married.
Well, speak that, prophet.
This has to do with a lot of why our girls, praise the Lamb of God, keep going from guy to guy to guy to guy. Because when the guy meets you, this is the way he meets you. He meets you and need tight clothes and all that, and he thinks you got bait out saying, I want to get it on because you look hot. No light bulbs.
Hello.
Praise the Lamb of God. And every man want a hot woman, but every man don't want that same type of woman, praise the Lamb of God, to be his wife. Okay, you wrestle with that. Praise the Lamb of God, as the day go by, it'll hit you. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. We need to be really seriously. Let me tell you why I brought this up today. Because the way the Lord spoke last night about the power, there's going to have to be some change. There's going to have to be some changes, praise the Lamb of God, that's going on with us as believers so that we can do, praise the Lamb of God, the will of God in the earth realm with a representation that's pleasing before him. Praise the Lamb of God. Recognizing that we're under scrutiny. How come the government knows it? The government know that they're under scrutiny when they're running from office, when they're going into the political arena and all of that. They know. They know it. I mean, how is it that if any one of us was asked to go meet Obama and go to the White House, the majority of us would be going to the store first. We'd be at the mall trying to find something to wear to meet Michelle and her kids and the president. Y'all know I'm right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We'll be going to get our hair fixed. We'll be getting our fingernails done. I'm going to meet the president. I'm going to meet the president. Then why is it when you're going to meet the King of Kings, you think you can go any kind of way? There's something wrong with that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some things has to change. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I ain't through with you all yet. There's some more stuff we need to talk about in this on this show. Praise the Lamb. Chetuan?
Yes?
You at the mic, baby. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, pray for our churches now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray, saints.
Amen. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just come thanking you and praising you, God, for your word today, God. We come thanking you and praising you, God, for the correction, God. Now, God, as we go forth, God, we ask, Lord, that let that word meditate on us, God. And, oh, God, that you begin to show us ourselves, God. God,
yes.
That we might not cause anybody to stumble and fall, God, by the things that we do and the things that we wear, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us start taking your edifice sacredly, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let us come before your presence, God. In the right things, God, and wearing the right things, God, that we may not hinder, God, anybody, God, that the blood may not be on our hands today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you show us, God, of the ways of ourselves, God, that we may correct them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just want to come to thank you, God, that you have placed this on the prophet's heart, God, to teach your people today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I just bless you and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I ask right now that you allow your churches, God, not the building, but your churches as the people, God, to become a person, God, that people can look to, God, for spiritual guidance in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that we're not harlots anymore, God. Oh, God, that we come into your presence, God, in the name of Jesus, God, with a praise on our lips and a worship in our heart, God. And, oh, God, that we come, God, ready and willing to do the assignment of the church, God, that we bring in your people that are sick and hurting, God. And, oh, God, that they're not watching us, God, but they see the God in us. Oh, God, we just thank you and pray that you allow our light to shine, God, in the name of Jesus, in the midst of their darkness, God. God, that we may illuminate their path, God, that they may see you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, allow your words to flow freely out of us, God. Oh, God, that we may call somebody to come to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and lay it all on the altar, God, dropping the hurt, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just want to thank you and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we just thank you for your word, God. God, we thank you for you today, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for another chance, God, to get it right with you, God, and to get it right with your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You told us to go out into the hedges, highways and byways, God, and to compel them to come, God. Now, God, show us, God, hallelujah, what we're doing wrong, God, that we may compel your people, God, that their souls may not be lost, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we may snatch them out of the fire today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. God, let the signs and wonders and miracles follow us, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift the people up to you, God. We bless your holy name, God. And, oh, God, we lift up the preachers, God. Oh, God, let them begin to preach the word, God, the unadulterated word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, God. We ask right now, God, that when we begin to see the Jezebel spirit come in, God, God, that we continue to be on the wall, God, and God, we're not worried about anything else, but God, that we begin to pray, God, hallelujah, Jesus, God, we begin to pray your word, God, to bind up those spirits that are not like you, God, that come in to cause confusion, God, in the church building, God, but God, in our tabernacle too, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let us not be the Jezebel spirit, God, that enters into the house of you, God, in the name of Jesus,
Rabbi,
God. Oh,
Rabbi.
God, we just bless you and praise you today, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, you're worthy, God. God, you're worthy to be praised, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, let us train our children up, God, even as they watch us, God. God, let us be mindful of the things that we do in front of them, God, because they mimic us, God. Let us teach them how to be godly women and men, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your holy name, God, in your
hallelujah.
Name today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lamb of God bless you, daughter. Bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, I got to open Denise's mic up. She mad at me. Denise?
Prophet, I am not mad at you by any means at all.
Point off, y'all. Open my mic.
But however, what I must say is this right here, Prophet.
Okay.
When Elder White made mention that the scripture says come as you are, and that's not a biblical sound piece of advice. The church has adopted come as you are. Come as you are means people are coming in, and as people are coming in, we are fishermen. In order for us to clean a fish, we first have to catch the fish.
Well, true.
But then if we are fishermen, if we are the true fishermen that Christ has called us to be, and as Christ walked with his disciples in a transformation from them from their old in order to get them to walk in the newness of what he was calling them to do, they were ordinary men who God was preparing, well, Jesus was preparing to take the reins and further the gospel. Well, what happens is there is no holy reverence in the house of God for who God is, him and his holiness. There is a missing component of the preached word of the gospel. There's something missing. And for old, and this goes back, way back, when you had the preachers that stood in the pulpit on Sundays, they preached a good word, but they weren't living the good word that they were preaching. So now you have taintedness that's been on that office, and you can't expect people to do what you ain't doing. And even though you have the pockets of people who are trying to live right and who are moving from a place, it's called relationship, because the Lord began to speak to me a long time ago about my attire when I go to the house of God. My thing is, when I go, when I get up in the morning, and I may have had an outfit in my mind, if I get up and I don't feel right when I put it on, I'm not going to keep it on. I'm going to take it off. I don't want to be in a manner that will cause anybody to sin and to stumble. We have to love people from where they are, but led them into a place of who Christ is.
I hear you. I hear you. And I hear you. But fishermen don't wear fish clothes to go fish.
And they don't. But they wear proper attire when they're going fishing.
They wear proper fishing attire. You don't have to look like fish to catch a fish.
And absolutely, you're right.
Okay, I wanted to make that clear in your statement.
Right.
You know, the church is forgetting one thing, and I see this happening more and more as I'm going into different forums and being exposed that everybody's trying to come up with a unique way to do evangelism and this, that, and another, and none of them are working. You want me to tell you why? Because we're not preaching repentance. We're not preaching repentance from dead works. We're not preaching repentance from sin. We're trying to bring people in, and we're not even cleaning them properly, because when they come, they join because of the bait that we gave them. When Jesus and John the Baptist and those came on the scene, they came preaching the gospel of repentance.
Right.
They came, and the gospel of the repentance works for every ethnic. It works for every caliber of sinner. It works for no matter what shade of color you are or how you dress. It works for everybody. Repent and be baptized. It works for the Jew. It works for the Gentile. It works for the Protestant. It works for the Catholic. It works for everybody, no matter where you come from. And all of this, we got to do this so we can attract this, and we got to do this so we can. The devil alive with a bow tie on. People are hurting. Mm-hmm. People are damaged. Our world is going to hell full of people in church who are powerless.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of the people sitting in the pew have never repented of their sins, because nobody has led them to what true repentance really is.
That's right. They don't know.
Average one sitting in the pew is not filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-mm.
The average one sitting in the pew don't have enough power to rebuke a headache.
Come on, Matt.
The average one sitting in the pew. It's powerless. It's a formality that we have done, because we have all of these ministries and all of these groups, and we got hip-hop gospel and all of this. Jesus didn't have no hip-hop gospel.
Come on, man.
This young ruler came to him because of Jesus' demonstration of power and the preaching of the pure word, and said to him, "What must I do to be saved? I've been trying to live good all my life."
Amen.
We got to stop all this foolishness. It's foolish. And we're insulting God, like the power of Jesus Christ can't draw men. That we got to use all of these different foreign baits to draw men into the church, and they still not saved. We're drawing them in, and they still homosexuals, because they haven't repented. We're drawing them in, and they still whoremongers. They haven't repented. We're drawing them in, they still using drugs. They still smoking cigarettes. They still getting drunk, because we're drawing them in on foolishness. Come as you are. Erico 321, your mic hot.
God bless you, Prophet. I'm sitting up here and I say, Lord, this is what the Lord needs to, the people of God need to be doing.
Who is this?
This is Brother Tony.
Brother Tony, where you calling from, Tony?
I'm calling now. My relocation is Georgia, man.
Okay,
of God,
Tony.
Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, Tony, talk to us.
You know, I tell you, that right there, that's teaching right there alone, man of God, need to come back. You need to come back to the house of God.
It's foolishness, man. We got so much, we got to do this to bring these in. Oh, let's have a a fashion show in the church. That'll draw. Let's have a talent show. So everybody in the fellowship hall is singing Beyonce music and all anything to get them to church.
Come on.
It's not changing them.
It's not.
We're not changing them. Our baptism pools are dry.
Come on here.
Sinners are still out there in the streets. You get them all kinds of concerts. McDonald's can bring all of the groups, Marvin Sapps, Marvin Winans, and Marvelous Marv. He can bring anybody he wants to. Resurrect Elvis from the dead if he wants to. It's not going to change the heart of a person. Nothing will do that but the preaching of the gospel. Nothing will do that but repentance.
That's right.
Nothing. And you can draw them in any kind of way you want to. And God is just sitting back and say, when you decide to do it my way, it's going to work.
It's going to work out.
It worked for centuries. Now here you come on the chain. You want to use the devil's bait to catch people.
You said it.
Using the devil's bait.
Come on,
oh, it's all right. Let the girls dress like that because they attract other girls like that. And then all the girls in the church pregnant.
All right now, right.
Giving them, the church is sponsoring their baby showers
baby
for girls to have babies
right
out of their wedlock.
And ain't got no husband. Come on.
We breeding ADC recipients. Through the black church with that foolishness, because there is no shame. Jesus said for us not to judge. A tree is known by the fruit it bears.
Yes, it is.
Be darned if I'm going to celebrate your baby that you got out of wedlock in front of Gabriella.
Come
so
on,
Gabby
man.
Can say, if I want a party, all I got to do is get pregnant.
You're right.
It's foolishness. When is we going to tell them to repent?
That's right. They don't know the difference.
You want to take them some Pampers and buy them a car seat? Take it to their house. It ain't going on in the house of God. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, light the firecracker. Praise the Lamb of God. I said it, I meant it, I ain't taking it back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come
praise
on,
God. When I was coming up in the church, Got together with my oldest son's mother, and she got pregnant. Pastor sit her down. He sit me down.
Yes.
And I sat down and couldn't do nothing in church for a whole year.
You're right. You asked.
And I had to sit in the same seat every Sunday as a shame. Because I brought shame upon the house of God.
Oh, yes, prophet.
Until we repented.
That's it.
Wasn't no baby shower. We want to celebrate sin. Y'all don't like me. That's all right.
Oh, we like you today.
Loving you.
See. We need to wake up and smell the coffee. Praise the Lamb of God. The gospel will work. People are hurting and suffering. We want to walk up to them. Why don't you come to our church? Jesus ain't told you to invite nobody to your church. He told you to give them the gospel.
Yes, he did.
Gospel will make them find the church. Because once they repent and receive the Holy Spirit, there is no other fellowship for them. There is no other fellowship. Any other fellowship they're in, they're dealing with a double life, and they know it.
Yes, yes.
In the morning, after their night of sin and pleasure, they bowed up in a knot crying, saying, Lord, forgive me. I know I shouldn't have did that last night. Father, forgive me, because the Holy Spirit will convict you of your sin.
Convict you, yes, it will.
Hello, light bulbs.
Hello.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Denise?
Yes, sir.
Right now, pray the prayer of repentance. Pray, let's lead us into repentance right now from all these dead works. It's dead what we're doing. It's dead. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, pray for us. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father, in your name we come today, oh God. God, just repenting, Lord God. God, we ask that you will begin to wash over our hearts and wash over our minds, oh God. God, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord God. God, we've sinned against you and you alone. We've done what was evil in your sight, Lord God. God, we have called right wrong and wrong right, oh God. God, we've sinned against you, Lord God. God, we've turned away from your gospel, your pure gospel, Lord God. God, the word of truth, Lord God. God, that will cause us to live in freedom, oh God. God, we've turned away, Lord God. God, we've given our rights of passage away to the enemy, oh God. God, we failed to tell our children the truth, Lord God. God, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of life, but the gift of Jesus is eternal life, Lord God. God, turn us around, Lord God. God, cause us to walk worthy of the call in which you set before us, Lord God. God, we're sorry, Lord God. God, that we paraded our sin before you, Lord God. God, we're sorry, Lord God. God, that we stood before you, Lord God. God, and took oaths, Lord God. God, of unrighteousness, wickedness, Lord God. God, deceit, Lord God. God, we repent as a corporate body, Lord God. God, we repent, Lord God. God, wholeheartedly, Lord God. God, we ask, oh God, God, that you will wash us in your blood, Lord God. God, bring to our remembrance, Lord God. God, when we openly, Lord God, God, participated actively, participated in sin, Lord God. And we called it right. We said it felt good, Lord God. God, we ask you today, Lord God, God, to move on our hearts, Lord God. God, break our hearts, Lord God. God, for the things that break your heart, Lord God. God, that we will fall in line, Lord God. God, with you, what you are saying, Lord God. God, as prophet Eli, Lord God. God, understood, Lord God. God, the right and wrong, Lord God. God, but yet, even tell his sons, Lord God, God, to repent, to confess and get it right, Lord God. God, he continually allowed them to stand, Lord God, God, in the temple and offer up sacrifices unto you, Lord God. God, and when you got tired, Lord God, God, you wiped them out. You killed them instantly, Lord God. God, but you gave the priest Eli the opportunity to call his children into a right place with you, Lord God. God, so we come today, Lord God, God, asking you to search us, Lord God. God, know our hearts, Lord God. God, try us, Lord God. God, and if there be any wicked way, Lord God, God, in us, Lord God. God, we understand that our heart is deceitful, Lord God. God, we understand, Lord God, God, that the enemy has waged war, Lord God, God, over our mind, Lord God, God, but we walk under the unction of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, God, we are not bound by the cares of this world, Lord God, God, but we are bound with you, Lord God, God, we're one with you, Lord God, God, because of the work on the cross at Calvary, oh God, God, so we come today, Lord God, God, asking you, Lord God, God, to show us, to purge us, Lord God, God, to cause us to bruise the heel, the head of the enemy with our heel, Lord God, God, that we will not, Lord God, God, conform any longer to this world, but we'll be transformed by the renewing of our minds, Lord God, God, which is in you, Lord God, God, forgive us, Lord God. God, heal us, Lord God. God, and deliver us from the enemy that's on the inside of us, Lord God. God, that will try to wrestle us, Lord God. God, forgive us of our inappropriate dressing, Lord God. God, forgive us, Lord God. God, for our inappropriate activities, Lord God. God, that we've allowed, Lord God. God, that will cause someone else to stumble and fall in sin, Lord God. God, convict us, Lord God. God, when we go down the road to contrary to your word, Lord God. God, call us back unto you, into that right place, Lord God. God, that we can hear you ever so clearly, Lord God. God, we bless you, we love you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, if you read, praise the Lamb of God, 1 Peter, praise the Lamb of God, the third chapter, it talks about the apparel, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of the modest dress and the way the saints dressed of old. And I know we'll say, oh, these are different times. We're living in a different day and time, and people don't do things the way they used to. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I concur. But there's still a way to dress modest in this day and time. Praise the Lamb of God. That's for men and women. And I do understand people. I ain't picking on women, because men are just as lustful and just can be just as sensuous as a woman. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, making eyes at women in church and hitting on them and scratching the palm of their hands and doing all sorts of things, praise the Lamb of God, right in the house of God. Hallelujah. All of it's mess. All of it's mess. When we come to the house of God, our mind needs to be on God. The problem is we don't prepare to, let me tell you what we do. We prepare the flesh to go to church. Hello? Let me do it again so y'all can hear me. We prepare the flesh to go to church when we should be preparing our spirit. Our spirit will prepare our flesh. If you get in the prayer closet on Sunday morning, get in your prayer place. You know, I've been teaching in this Melchizedek order, new order that God is bringing to the house of God, the priesthood, praise the Lamb of God, of the house of God, that every member of the church is a part of the priesthood. If every member of the church would prepare themselves to come to the house of God as though they had to deliver the word of God on Sunday, praise the Lamb of God, we would see a higher or a deeper level of exposure of the presence of God. The problem is we don't prepare. We prepare the flesh. We get up and bathe, shower, dress up, do this, do that, and nobody is prepared. The musician scrolls in his blue jeans and his gym shoes and a sweatshirt hoodie, and he jump up there on the organ or the piano or whatever, and he goes to sing. No prayer has went in. No prayer has went in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But if we saturated ourselves in prayer and in the word, if a congregation did that on Sunday prior to coming to the house of God, it would be so much revelation and stuff happening until it's crazy. We want to just jump up and go and expect magic. We want to just expect God to do something just because we showed up. God ain't on the line to do nothing for us because we showed up. We need preparation for the house of God. Hallelujah. And we need to teach it. We need to teach it. The boys in my house coming up, my brothers, we were whooping if our shoes wasn't shining to go to the house of God. We had to shine our shoes every Saturday night, getting ready to go to the house of God. Our shoes had to be shined. Praise the Lamb of God. Our clothes had to be ironed. Our shirts had to be clean. It was like going through military inspection when my father came out of that bedroom dress. Seven kids going to church. train up a child the way the child should go. You got babies and stuff in the background. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You need to mute your phone. It is ridiculous, and it's an insult to the Holy Spirit on what we have allowed to come into the house of God without inspection, without any type of retaliation or anything, just so we can keep numbers, just so we can have members. And maybe sometimes we need an emptying out so we can start over again. Maybe God needs to empty some churches out and say, now start over right. Preach the word and teach it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How come you can go in other places and there's a dress code, but when you come into the house of God, you can come any way you want to? I don't understand that. There's dress codes, but when we come to the house of God, come any way you want to. There's something wrong with that. Who do you reverence higher than you do God? Hello, somebody. Everybody's quiet. Praise everybody on mute now. Hallelujah. We must come to the place, people of God, of understanding. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my God, I got to tell Margie what the Lord said, if she's still here. Margie, you still with me? Praise the Lamb
with
of God.
With you, prophet.
Margie,
you
still
you.
At praise? Margie, oh, God, I got to tell you this. The Lord told me to tell you that, hallelujah, praise God. I've been wrestling with this, oh, my God, for a minute here. The Lord told me to tell you that, praise the Lamb of God, that he has heard the prayers of the intercessors, praise the Lamb, there at Beacon Light, and that the power of God is going to hit Beacon Light in a way that is going to change the society you all live in.
Praise God. That's
just
my
remember
prayer.
I told you that. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's
just remember the word of the Lord today. God says, praise the Lamb of God, that his power, hallelujah, as a result of you all praying, is going to hit Beacon Light and is going to change the society where you all live. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord told me to tell you that. I just want to release that word to you. Praise the Lamb
thank
of God.
You,
oh, my goodness.
Thank
praise the
you,
Lamb of God. Our God today. People of God. Hallelujah. God is ready. See, God is ready to do something very special for us.
Yes.
God is ready to do something special in his house. God is ready to do something special among the saints. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That we can carry this power and this demonstration. Let me tell you something. Jesus and his disciples went about, praise the Lamb of God, preaching and teaching the kingdom. Teaching repentance, teaching how to live, and they wasn't going through no whole lot of gymnastics. They was teaching stuff like, blessed are those that mourn, praise the Lamb of God, you shall be comforted. And I believe that they expanded on their teaching, praise the Lamb of God. We just getting the highlights there and the outline of what they were teaching about, because they spent days out there with Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, as he was teaching. And Jesus teaching and ministering and preaching. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And lives are being changed. Watch this now. Lives are being changed. Hallelujah. Lives are being changed. And he is not using nothing but the word of God and the power of demonstration. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you what, if we would focus more on prayer, fasting, and the word of God, and asking God for this power, I tell you what, you can do hip-hop all you want to. If somebody walk up, and that boy sitting in that wheelchair who has been a paraplegic all his life, or cerebral palsy, somebody else walk up and lay hands on him and pray for him, and that boy get up out of that chair, Ain't no hip-hop gonna do nothing to change them kids. Them kids going with that with the person who laid hands on that boy to go get what he has. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You go in a place, praise the Lamb, a man is sitting in a wheelchair. Hallelujah. And you there, and you teaching, and you talking to somebody about Jesus Christ. And that man there say, please pray for me. Pray for me. Pray God will heal me. You lay hands on him, he get up out of that wheelchair. I bet you you ain't got to worry about attracting nobody to your church next Sunday with no clothes that you wearing. Praise. We need the power, people of God, but we must repent from dead works. We must repent of dead works, of works that are meaningless, works that ensnare, works that bring people deeper into bondage. And we're calling it the work of Jesus Christ, and it's not. Praise the Lamb of God. We are far from what he called us to do. Erico 313, your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord, prophet.
Hello?
Hello, praise the Lord, prophet.
Praise the Lord. You calling? Who's calling?
Yes, I am. This is Dr. J.
All right, Dr. J, what you got to share with us today?
I've been listening and enjoying every bit of it. Yes, I came up the way that you're talking about where we just couldn't do anything in church. And it's time that we go back to the basics. What brought you across and got you in, you got to do that even more. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're the ones that change. I came up during the time where there was a dress code at work. We couldn't have runs in our stockings. We couldn't dress any kind of way. That would get you sent home. But in the church, we accept any and everything, just like you're saying, and I'm just enjoying all of this. The word still works. There's nothing that changed about the word, and you're hitting on some subjects that's been pulling at my heart, and it's real with me. You know, yes, I don't go to baby showers to celebrate babies born out of wedlock. That's just my personal thing. You know, it's time that we live lives of repentance, and as Bishop would say, keep short accounts. Repent quickly and repent often.
You know, let me tell you all something. This is so bad. It's gotten so bad until our society tries to give us a rite of passage for wrong. That wrong is accepted so in our society now. Wrong is accepted so in our society now until when our children and stuff do wrong, all they expect you to do is say, it's all right. Don't worry about it. It's all right. It's not all right.
No, it's not.
It's not all right. And we got to bring them to a place of understanding the severity of what has been done. Now you done had a child out of wedlock. It's going to be a burden on you, no doubt a burden on your mother and everybody else, praise the Lamb of God, to raise this kid. The daddy probably ain't going to be around. You're going to be trying to get money out of him to support him, and he's going to be gone somewhere. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. All of this and all that has to go in. In fact, they into this.
That's right.
And we do this without repercussion. But then when the baby shower over and the baby comes, then you see the girl 3 or 4 months, 6 months down the road, she can't go back to school. The mama then told her after they had this big baby shower, I'm not taking care of your baby. Take care of your own child. I'm going to work. I'm going to do this. You had the baby. You take care of the baby. Now the girl can't go to school.
That's right.
She can't finish her education. So what happens to her? She become an ADC recipient. She's on welfare. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then she meet another guy who pretends like he want to raise the baby, and she get pregnant again to have a baby for him. ADC recipient. It's repeated over and over and over again.
Amen.
In our society. This must stop. This must stop. But as long as the church celebrates wrong, it's not going to be stopped.
Amen.
They had a party for nobody.
Come on now.
When they brought somebody that had sinned, he treated them with love, but then he told them, now, repent.
That's right.
And do this sin no more.
You're right, prophet.
Go in peace and sin no more. That's what Jesus' words were to the people he healed and delivered from the bondage of the devil. Go in peace and sin no more. When the last time you heard the word sin from your pulpit?
Last week.
The last time you heard the word repent and be baptized. Because we're not preaching that gospel no more. That's an old gospel. Reggie, where you at?
Right here, prophet. He on my line.
I'm right here, prophet.
Come on, son. Pray for us. Hallelujah.
Okay.
I ain't stopping today. We need prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let the Lord lead you.
Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we come to you with a hallelujah heart and a hallelujah praise on our lips, Father God, for we love you, Jesus. For there is no God like you, and we thank you for being God, Father. We thank you for your healing power, and we thank you for your manifestation in this hour, Father God. We thank you for the word that has went out, Father God, but we know it was rich, Father God, and it is piercing our hearts even as it is going to continue on the page, Father God. But we know that we have to shape up and get our act right, Father God, in order to get those things that you have for us in this season. We ask you to go with us, Father God, and be with us when we're out there in the world, Father God, and doing our daily duties, Lord God. Guide us, even when we're at church, Father God. Clean up the church houses, Father God. Get our act right in the name of Jesus. For we know that you can do all things but fail, Father God. Holy Spirit, burn in our hearts the ways of you. For we don't want to go against those ways, Father God. For we know we are to be set aside and we are to be pure in order to draw others. And don't let us forget that. In the name of Jesus, you are a wonderful God, and we thank you for that. We thank you for keeping us in your hand, Father God. And we worship you, and we tell you how much we love you, Father God, for you are the Alpha and the Omega, and we just praise your name, Father God. You are the beginning and the end, and we don't want to stray away from that, Father God. We don't want to take your hand off our lives, Father God. We love you, Jesus. We say yes to your will, Father God. Show us whatever that it is that we are doing, Father God, that is not of you, Father God, or that is a hindrance to our walk with you or hindering others from coming to you, Father God. And we ask you to guide us and help us to get those things right with your power and your love and your manifestation. In this hour, we just decree and we declare that you are God and there is none like you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for our prophet for sending that word, Father God, to help us clean up our lives and our homes, Father God, and our churches. And we ask you to don't let it stop. Send them on. Send them on, Father God, that we may even go out and send it out and spread it out, even in our churches and schools, to our youth and our pastors and family. In the name of Jesus, this word was rich, Father God, and it will continue. We bind up the hand of the enemy that will try to come and steal this word for us after it was sown, Father God. We ask you to protect that word, bury it in our hearts, Father God, that we will not sin against it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just pray, and we tell you that we love you, Daddy. We tell you that we love you. We worship you, Jesus, for you are mighty God. We say thank you, Jesus. You are our Father, and we just thank you for it. We ask you to pour out your spirit in this hour, Lord God, and guide us and go with us and touch each one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. People of God, hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. I want to share this with you in these last minutes today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We, as the saints of God, those who are being predestined and called of God, elected of God in this season, is the world's only hope.
Jesus is not coming again to die on the cross. He did it already. When he come again, he's coming as a judge. He's coming to judge this world. He's coming to rapture the saints.
Yeah.
When he come again, he ain't coming back down here. Hallelujah. He ain't coming.
Hallelujah.
You can call on him all you want. He's not coming.
Yes.
He has given us the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
he has. He has given us the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God to do what he did and greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you can't have the Holy Ghost in his fullness of unholy.
Yes.
You can't have the Holy Ghost in his fullness and live unholy.
Yeah.
Just because you feel the presence of God does not mean that you have the Holy Ghost. The Bible said when it rains on the just and the unjust. When it get cold, everybody feels the cold.
Come on now.
When the heat turn on, everybody warms up. When the Spirit of God comes, sinners can feel the starch sinners feel the presence. There's something different in this room. They may not be able to know what it is. When the disciples were held by the council, the magistrates in the fourth chapter, third and fourth chapter of Acts, it said they knew they were unlearned men. They interpret that, but they also knew that they had been with Jesus.
Yes.
Anybody can feel the presence of God, but operating in the Holy Ghost is a different thing. And I ain't talking about emotion.
Yes.
I'm talking about power and authority.
Oh, yes, sir.
Anybody can raise their voice and jump and run and do somersaults and all of these theatrics. Power and authority is a different thing. And God is saying now he's ready, praise the Lamb of God, to give us again a Pentecostal move. Hallelujah. But it ain't going to happen to all of us because all of us ain't living holy.
Come on now.
It's going to separate. Praise the Lamb. Power and the demonstration of it is going to separate the fake and the fraud. Because you can't manufacture power. It has to be given to you. You can't manufacture authority. Praise the Lamb of God. Over darkness, over demons. How you going to have power over a demon and you ain't got power over yourself?
Amen, amen.
Preach. Okay, I said a whole lot just then. It's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let's get ready, people of God, to do the will of God on a level that's going to mess the world up. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's do it on the order of the Apostle Paul. When they talked about him, this was the words. Is not this he who has turned the whole world upside down? I'm ready to turn the world upside down, people of God. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Be blessed. Thank you, all of you that prayed. I'm excited about your future, and you all know what God is doing for us. He's making us all.
Amen.